Hi, I'm Brother Hammett. It's a joy to have you in worship today. If you're worshiping at home, I invite you to prepare yourself and your surroundings. This is the Advent season, and if you want, you can make a simple Advent wreath. Just take 5 candles, one in the center, 4 around it, and join us when we light one in the service in just a few minutes. We usually celebrate communion on the first Sunday of the month, and you're welcome to join us for that as well. Just have a little bread and grape juice or wine for everyone. Please let us know that you're here by scanning the QR code with the camera on your phone or smart device, or just post a comment in the chat. I pray God blesses you through this service. We'll begin in just a moment.
At the table of the Lord. Now I will feast at the table of the Lord. And I won't hunger anymore, no, at his table. Now I will feast at the table of the Lord. Oh, I will feast at the table.
Table. Amen.
star burns in the darkness, shines with the promise, Emmanuel. One child born in the stillness, living within us, Emmanuel. This is what we sing. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let there be peace. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let it start in me. One voice speaks for the voiceless, hope for the hopeless, Emmanuel. One love brings us together, now and forever, Emmanuel. Sing glory. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let there be peace. We're praying glory, glory. Start in me. Oh, do not be afraid. His love is strong enough to save us. Nothing stands in the way. His love is strong enough to lead us. Oh, do not be afraid. His love is strong. Singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let there be peace. We're praying glory, glory. Let there be peace, let it start in me. Oh, let there be peace, let it start in me.
Amen. Amen. Have a seat.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to Asbury United Methodist Church. My name is Clark Cogbill. We have a number of announcements this morning. It's Christmas time, and there's just a lot going on. If you're visiting with us today, I just want you to know we are happy that you're here, so welcome. Please register your attendance on the Connect tab. Or on the QR code on your screen. You can see that up there. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, and today's message is peace. So Advent's always a special time of year where we celebrate each Sunday leading up to the big day. Pledge cards and covenant forms, if you haven't turned any in, that's okay. There's still time. They're in the back. You can see our ushers. Those are available for you, and those just give us an opportunity not only for our financial pledge, but just ways to get involved at Asbury, and there are many, many different opportunities to serve here at Asbury. On December 11th, we're going to have special music in the sanctuary at 9 a.m., special music in the launch on 1218. It's going to be the Asbury Kids Present a Super Christmas. And so let's see, 9 a.m., in launch and 4 p.m. Do I have that time right?
So the kids will sing in there on the 11th for your special music program. The kids will be in here on the 18th, but 4 o'clock is the Super Christmas program.
Okay.
In this room for the kids.
Thank you, Caleb.
I got you.
Do the announcement.
I got you.
Okay. And then on the 18th, I'm sorry, on the 16th, Hendricks College will be in our sanctuary at 7:30. Now, I saw Hendrix sing on Friday at Hendrix College, something we do every year, and I can tell you it's fantastic. So I encourage you to come on the 16th. We're probably going to come again and hear him because it's really special. There is a Blue Christmas service on the 21st at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Every year, sometimes Christmas is a tough time because we think about loss, we think about difficulties, and that's just a service to recognize that. And I know some people who have attended, and it's meaningful, so that's available as well on the 21st. Our Christmas Eve candlelight communion services will be at 4 o'clock and 11 o'clock p.m. in the sanctuary, and then 6 o'clock in the WAC. So 4 and 11 in the sanctuary and 6 o'clock on the WAC on Christmas Eve. And then we'll have one service on Christmas Day at 11 a.m. right here in the Wilson Activity Center. Very casual. Want to emphasize that. Wear PJs if you want. Bring leftover sweets, and kids bring their favorite toys to show off. So that should be fun. Be sure to check that Five Things email for all the Advent and Christmas events. There's a lot. And if you're not getting the email, call the office. They'll get you hooked up. And we will celebrate communion later today in this service. And if you're online, you can have anything, grape juice, water, bread, to participate in communion. So we can participate here in person or at home, either one. Community Ministries offering is always here when we do communion. And that supports families in need in our community. So if you're wondering what that basket is all about, that's what that is for. All right.
Grace and peace to you.
We're collecting toys for Carter's Crew, and you can find that list on Facebook, on the Asbury Facebook page, so check that out, and you can bring those toys to the office. And next week, there'll be a special offering for Methodist Family Health, so look for that opportunity next week. And finally, let's all welcome each other and pass the peace of Christ. Thank you.
Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to Asbury. I'm so glad you're here today. As we greet one another in person, you're welcome to greet each other in the chat. You may also want to use this time to sign in or download the Sanctuary Bulletin by scanning the QR codes or by using the links below. May the peace of Christ be with you as we worship together.
At this time, I'm going to invite the Atkins family to come forward for our Advent candle lighting.
First of all, I want to thank Hammett and all of them that asked us to do this. We're graced to be able to do it because we're here for one purpose, and that's to serve. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountains, for the earth will be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the people. The nation shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious.
We are all the followers of the root of Jesse Isaiah spoke of. We are the ones who are now called to stand as a signal to the world, to all of creation, that peace is the will of the one who created us. Peace is the knowledge of the Lord that we proclaim from sea to shining sea.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near, and bear fruit worthy of repentance."
We light these candles, the candle of joyful hope and the candle of to proclaim peace, in part to remind ourselves that we are a people rising toward God's promise, but we also light them as a sign to the world, an announcement there are some who hold on to hope, and there are some who work the ways of peace. We stand as a sign that Emmanuel is still our fervent prayer.
Okay.
like you Atkins family. Please stand and join us in this song. When I was thinking about what song to play for peace, I couldn't think of another one. So I hope you know it and I hope you sing it. Well, I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides the peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder, glide on the peace train. Come on, the peace train. Yes, peace train, holy roller. Everyone jump on the peace train. Ooh-ah-ee-ah-ooh-ah. Come on, the peace train. Get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too. 'Cause it's getting nearer. Soon it will be with you. And enjoy the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting soon it will all be true. A peace train sounding louder, glide on the peace train. Ooh-ah-ee-ah-ooh-ah. Come on, the peace train. Yes, peace train, holy roller. Everyone jump on the peace train. Ooh-ah-ee-ah-ooh-ah. Come on, the peace train. Now I've been crying lately, thinking about the world as it is. Why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides the peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Oh, peace train, sound and louder. Light on the peace train. Ooh-ah-ee-ah-ooh-ah. Come on, the peace train. Yes, peace train, hold. Yes, it's the peace train. Amen. Have a seat. Have a seat.
It's nice to see y'all today. We're glad that you're here. Today is all about peace, as you can probably already tell. And our church family does a lot to promote the work of peace in our community and among our faith community as well. A lot of things that we do during this season have to do with giving. And we want to allow our presence, the presence of our church family, to be a means of peace in the world. In that spirit, I'd like to invite you to share your gifts today. We believe, as United Methodists, that everything that we have and everything that we are is a gift of God's love for us. And so we return some of those gifts back to God in the hope that God will use those to build God's kingdom here in Little Rock and beyond. You can do that in a couple of different ways. If you're here in the WAC, you're welcome to place some money in the offering plate. I'm sensitive of the frame. I just realized I probably couldn't be seen on the live stream for just a minute. Sorry for that. But if you're worshiping at home or here, you can scan the QR code that's on your screen, and that will give you some options to give. You may also place checks and cash in the offering plates as they come by. Don't forget to turn in your Connect tab if you filled one of those out. And you're also welcome if you brought your pledge card and your covenant form to place those in the offering plates when those come by as well. Would you pray with me? God, we know and we trust that all we have and all that we are is a gift of your love for us. And now we pray that you'll bless these gifts which we return to you out of our love for you in the hope that you will use them to build your kingdom right here in Little Rock and far beyond. And the people of God said, amen.
song of old from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music flows o'er all the
scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah chapter 40, 1 through 11, and from 2 Peter chapter 3, 8 through 15. Hear the word of God. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak compassionately to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her compulsory service has ended, that her penalty has been paid, and that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is crying out, clear the Lord's way in the desert. Make a level highway in the wilderness for our God. Every valley will be raised up, and every mountain and hill will be flattened. Uneven ground will become level, and rough terrain a valley plain. The Lord's glory will appear, and all humanity will see it together. The Lord's mouth has commanded it. A voice was saying, call out. And another said, what should I call out? All flesh is grass. All its loyalty is like flowers of the field. The grass dries up and the flower withers when the Lord's breath blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass dries up, the flower withers, but our God's word will exist forever. Go up on a high mountain, messenger Zion. Raise your voice and shout, messenger Jerusalem. Raise it, don't be afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here is the Lord God, coming with strength, with a triumphant arm, bringing his reward with him and his payment before him. Like a shepherd, God will tend the flock. He will gather lambs in his arms and lift them onto his lap. He will gently guide the nursing ewes. And from 2 Peter, don't let it escape your notice, dear friends, that with the Lord a single day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a single day. The Lord isn't slow to keep his promise, as some think of slowness, but he is patient toward you, not wanting anyone to perish, but all to change their hearts and lives. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. On that day, the heavens will pass away with a dreadful noise, the elements will be consumed by fire, and the earth and all the works done on it will be exposed, since everything will be destroyed. In this way, what sort of people ought you to be? You must live holy and godly lives, waiting for and hastening the coming day of God. Because of that day, the heavens will be destroyed by fire, and the elements will melt away in the flames. But according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heaven and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, Make every effort to be found by him in peace, pure and faultless. Consider the patience of our Lord to be salvation, just as our dear friend and brother Paul wrote to you according to the wisdom given to him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Check. There it is. Well, good morning and welcome to Asbury. I want to give a very warm welcome to those who are worshiping with us online as well. We're glad that you are here with us today. Welcome to our Advent series. It's called Home for the Holidays, and we're talking about during Advent and Christmas how Christ can make a home in our hearts. And today we're going to talk about peace. Next Sunday we're going to talk about joy. And we have some wonderful worship services coming up. Next Sunday in the sanctuary, our chancel choir and other musicians will have special music. And you might want to just go to both services next week. Amen? You could try it. Anyway, some of us do that anyway. But anyway, that's coming up next Sunday, and it's a great time to invite someone, your friends or family, especially those who don't have a church home, to come and worship with you. I do want to say just a very quick word. I know that our COVID levels are still low, but transmission is very high right now. And so I want to encourage you, if you haven't gotten the latest booster, to do that. And be sure, if you're sick, you've got the sniffles, or you're running a fever, or you're sick to your stomach. We had a stomach bug in our house this week, so I'll be wearing a mask when I serve communion in a minute. It's better to stay home, amen? It's better to stay home and worship there. So would you pray with me? God, we do thank you for being with us today in so many different ways. And we pray now that you, as the God of peace, will send us your Holy Spirit so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you who are our strength and our friend, our rock and our redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. I do want to say just really quickly that Brother Nick and our youth are away on their fall retreat, so be sure and keep them in your prayers along with the other chaperones that they have. So I've learned that the best way to learn something is to teach it, and so I wonder if you would let me teach you just a little bit of Hebrew this morning. Are y'all up for that? I promise it won't be too hard. It's hi, how are you? I'm doing fine, thanks. Can you want to learn how to do that? All right, it's not that hard. The way you say hi, if you ever go to Israel, I encourage that. If you want to say hi, you say shalom. So if I say shalom, you say shalom back. Shalom. All right. So now I'm going to ask you how y'all are doing, and this is in the plural sense. So anyway, so if I want to say how are y'all doing, I say ma shalomchem. You don't have to say that, but you might want to if you're feeling a little phlegmy today. It will help clear you out. So if I say ma shalomchem, the appropriate response for y'all is anachnu beseder. Can y'all say anachnu beseder? Let's try it. Anachnu beseder. I want to hear you say it. That's perfect. So let's try it one time. I say shalom. Ma shalomchem. Okay, let's try it one more time. shalom. Ma shalomchem. Y'all got it. Most of y'all got it. So y'all want to know what I actually told you to say? I don't know how to cuss in Hebrew. Maybe a little bit in Spanish. But anyway, that's another story from high school. But to be very precise, when you say shalom, you're saying peace, well-being, health, wholeness. It's their word for peace. And when I said ma shalomchem, I was asking you, how is your shalom? How is your peace? How is your well-being? How is your wholeness? How is your health? And when you said anachnu beseder, it's a way of saying we are all in order. Have you ever, you've heard of a Seder meal that our Jewish brothers and sisters have on Passover? The word Seder means order. And so what you said was, my shalom, our shalom is all in order, is all in order. But is it really? You know, there's a whole lot going on in our world right now, and who could blame any of us for being a little uneasy these days? Check out the news, then you've got holiday grief that comes around, the regular stress of the holiday season, and then you see all the conflict, you know, the war in the Ukraine, and violence and bloodshed and heartache in the news, even among our own families. And so as human beings, you might think that we love conflict, but most of us say that we would rather avoid it. But the church isn't immune from conflict. Even the United Methodist Church isn't immune from that. And you may remember that Mark Twain once said that he put a cat and a dog in a cage together, and they got along okay. So he threw in a chicken, a pig, and a goat. And it took them a while to work things out, but eventually they got along too. Then he decided to throw in a Presbyterian, a Baptist, and a Methodist. And there was not another living thing left. So, you know, right now you could probably just throw in three Methodists and they would take care of each other pretty well. But anyway, that's another story for another day. So conflict is nothing new. It's nothing new. It's thousands of years old, as long as human beings have been around. Peter's congregation knew conflict. They were being persecuted for their faith. Some of them were hurting so bad that they began to wonder if God was ever going to come and help them at all. They were starting to lose their hope, their faith, and their shalom, their inner peace. So Peter tells them, he says, one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. And it's important to note that Peter wasn't trying to reconcile science and theology. A lot of times we pull that verse out of its context and we say, well, the book of Genesis says that God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, but maybe, you know, since science says it's a lot older than that, maybe a day is to us is a lot longer than a day to God. But that's not what Peter was talking about. He's saying that we may feel in our hearts that God is letting us down, that God is never going to show up and help us. But what seems like a long time to us is not a long time to God. God does not work on our schedule, and God isn't limited by the time constraints that limit us. Peter says that God is patient, and we should thank God for that. Peter goes on to say, the Lord isn't slow about the promise, as some think of slowness, but is being patient with us, not wanting anyone to be lost, but for all to come to repentance. Did you hear that? God doesn't want any of us to be lost. Not you, not me, not even our worst enemy. God wants everyone to experience love and repentance. So Peter says that we may give up on God, we may give up on each other, we may even give up on ourselves, but God never gives up on us. God will set everything right in the end. Our job is to wait patiently in expectation of God to fulfill God's promises. So how do we do that? Well, Peter has some advice for us for how we should wait. He says, hurry up so he will find you in peace, spotless, blameless. Peter, it's like the old song, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with all them. Amen? Well, that's not how the song goes, is it? Let it begin with me. That's very much what in line with what Peter is saying. Let peace begin with us. Our former bishop, Richard Wilkie, once wrote about working in his father's funeral home when he was 14 years old. And during that time when he worked with his dad, he saw some very terrible things. One time, a drunk driver crashed into a family van and killed the entire family. Another time, there was a man who shot his wife and then turned his gun on himself. There was a child that died of heat exhaustion when they were left in a car. This was also during World War II, and so the young Bishop Wilkie would go to the train station with his father very often to pick up the caskets carrying the bodies of fallen soldiers. And some of those folks were brothers and fathers of his friends. So we can understand that Bishop Wilkie, the young Bishop Wilkie, was very depressed that Christmas Eve when he went to the Christmas Eve service, a communion service at the Episcopal Church. And during the homily, the priest said these words: Jesus Christ was born into the real world, our world, a world where women and children are brutalized, where men are machine gunned, where babies are murdered, a world riddled with sin and evil. Many years later, Bishop Wilkie wrote, "As I ate the bread and drank from the cup, a spirit of joy and peace flooded my soul. My Savior came into our world, my world, to change evil into goodness, hatred into love, violence into peace, sin into salvation." Back in 2003, Michelle and I were sitting in a train station in Berlin waiting on, believe it or not, a train, and this young man came down and sat down beside us, and I could tell by looking at him that he was a Muslim. And his wife was sitting next to him, wife or girlfriend, fiance, and then there was a friend, and they didn't look very happy that he sat so close to what to them must have been an American Christian. Well, he sits down and he smiles at me, and this was only maybe a couple of months after the Iraq war began. And Americans, like us, when we traveled, had been advised to be vigilant wherever we were, especially if there were Muslims around. Well, this guy sits down next to me, smiles at me, and I smiled back, and he starts talking, and I really couldn't understand anything that he was saying. And finally, seeing my confusion, he looks at me and he says, "Français?" And I said, "No, Espanol?" And he said, "No, Latinish?" I said, "No, Poco Italiano?" And he says, "No, Slavish?" I said, "No." And so we could not find a common language. So we had to do what you do there, which is you resort to hand gestures and sound effects. Through that conversation, I figured out that he liked to take his son sailing. They had a boat, and they liked to sail on a lake that was near their home. And I told him through my hand gestures that we had a couple of sailboats when I was a child, and I loved nothing more than to sail in one of those boats with my dad. Well, we conversed in that manner until they announced that our train was arriving. And as I walked away, I remembered one of the very few words that I know in Arabic: salam. It means well-being, wholeness, health, peace. In Hebrew, shalom. Peter said, while you're waiting on Christ to come, make every effort to be found by him in shalom, in peace. You see, there is a force in this world that is greater than evil. It's greater than our divisions. It's greater than our sins. And it is more powerful than violence. It is the power of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, to redeem and restore. Do you believe that? The best way to learn peace is to teach it. And the best way to teach it is to live it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God said, amen. Let us pray. God, we thank you for sending us the Prince of Peace long ago. And we pray that you will give us a measure of his Spirit. Fill our hearts with the peace that brings reconciliation where there is brokenness. Whether that brokenness is in nations at war, or that brokenness is right in our own families. Give us hearts for peace, that we may stand for the one who stood for us. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. And the people of God said, amen. As we transition now into our time of Holy Communion, I want our guests to know that you don't have to be a United Methodist. You don't have to be a member of Asbury. United Methodists are really strong about this. I mean, you don't have to be a member of any church to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion in a United Methodist church. And the reason for that is that John Wesley called it a converting ordinance. And what he meant by that is that we really encounter Jesus Christ when we share this meal together. And who are we to deny that, deny Christ to anyone? Amen? So you don't have to join us, but you are welcome to do that if you are so moved. I invite you to respond using the responses on the screen. Let's now pray together. Our prayer confession is printed on the screen. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us share our confessions with God in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to evil, sin, and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to you, shared it with his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith together, saying, "Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again." Pour out your Holy Spirit on us wherever we are gathered and on our gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Through your gracious and loving God, we lift up all who are ill or in special need of your grace. This morning we especially pray for Clifford Smith, June Glazier, Barbara Clark, Val Carr, Megan Arnold, Joyce Dennis, Jean Hammett, Mark Schimmer, David Hickman, Edith Roberts, Hugh Roberts, Gail Pulley, and Jane Fisher on the death of her aunt. Lord, we lift up these and others whom we name before you in our hearts who are ill or in special need. And we pray now that by your Spirit you may make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of God's children, let us pray together the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us to pray when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Because there is one loaf, we, though we are many, are one body, for we all partake in the one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup which we bless is a sharing in the blood of Jesus Christ. Siri is not welcome at the communion table because she is not a real person. Amen? Shut up, Siri. All right. Anyway, what I was about to say is that I invite the servers to come forward now. If you are worshiping with us online today, this is a good time for you to go ahead and receive your communion. Gluten-free wafers are available. If you need those, just ask your server when you come. The people of God may come now and freely receive. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. We pray now that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the people of God said, Amen. You are welcome to become a part of the Asbury Church family if you haven't joined already. You can come down as we sing the last part of this next song. If you're worshiping with us online today, I encourage you to reach out, and if you'd like to become a part of our church family, just shoot me an email. My address should be on the screen, and let me know that you want to join, and I'd be glad to connect with you and work out a time when you could do that. Let's stand now, and we'll sing together a beautiful song called Peace Has Come.
Behold the star of Bethlehem, the Word of God has become flesh, and unto us
that out.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Oh, hear the angel voices sing, come, let us adore him. Peace has come, for our King is with us. Peace has come, for our King is with us.
Technical term is Gaudete Sunday, which means joy Sunday, but Gaudete is actually the root of our word gaudy, believe it or not, and it's on the third Sunday of Advent where everybody is supposed to dress joyfully or gaudily. So wear what you want. I'm wearing pink next week. That's the liturgical color. That's the color of the rose candle, and I want to encourage you to come back for that as we celebrate the joy that Christ brings to our hearts. Would you please receive this blessing? Go forth with Christ above you to be your guide, with Christ below you to hold you up, with Christ beside you to be your friend, and with Christ within you to give you hope, love, joy, and peace. Go forth with Jesus Christ, your Lord. And the people of God said, amen. God bless.
We're so glad you joined us today. If this service blessed you in any way, please share it with someone else. You may share it on your Facebook page or by sending someone the link. If this was your first time to worship with us, there are a couple of ways you can follow up. Be sure to check out our website at asbury-lr.org. Once you get there, click on the visitor information button near the top of the home page. When you get to that page, you can fill out an online connect card to help us to get to know you better as well. You'll also be able to sign up for our email list and find out how to join Asbury. You may also connect with us by following us on Facebook at facebook.com/asburyumclr and by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/asburyumclr. Whoever you are and wherever you are, you're always welcome at Asbury. If you live in Central Arkansas, we'd love to meet you in person. You may find us at 1700 Napa Valley Drive in West Little Rock. If you have any questions or want to visit about joining our church family, simply email me at hammett@asbury-lr.org. I look forward to seeing you again soon at Asbury United Methodist Church in West Little Rock.